This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
The Doxa Festival of Documentary Film opens in Vancouver May 4th with an interactive film installation called Bear 71. Leanne Allison and Jeremy Mendez have created an interactive multi-user experience that follows a female grizzly bear who is tracked and studied by park rangers for almost a decade. And the story of Bear 71's life in Banff National Park is told from the bear's perspective and is illustrated by hundreds of trail cam images of wildlife in the Rocky Mountains. Leanne Allison's previous films include Finding Farley and Being Caribou, both of which explore themes of Canadian wilderness and wildlife. And Leanne joins me this morning from Canmore. Hello, Leanne.
Hi, Lorraine.
Great to talk to you this morning.
Yeah.
Now, when someone sees the interactive installation, what are some of the visual elements that they would see?
Well, what really makes this interactive documentary unique is that it's actually up to the user to create their own visual experience. So there's an auditory story of Bear 71 telling you about her life, and that's about a 20-minute story. And there are three times within the that 20 minutes that the full screen comes up and you see video. But for the rest of the time, as a user, you're left to your own devices, basically, to just explore the visual world that we've created. That's Bear 71's world, and then you can just click on different icons and see various pictures from trail cam photos, and sometimes those pictures will coincidentally illustrate the story, and sometimes they'll be totally different. So theoretically, you could have a different visual experience every single time you went on the site.
Now, it was quite interesting when I went on it, because it has sort of has a bit of a landscape feel. Like the general kind of environment is one that's sort of like a mesh landscape with a bit of a sort of GPS feeling there, and mm-hmm. so it does feel like you're actually moving through a landscape.
Yeah, that was really Jeremy's imagined design. And I think what we're trying to get at in this story is how much we see, how much we relate to each other, and now to a greater and greater extent, how much we relate to the natural world through this filter of technology, whether it's through cameras or through our computers or whatever. So he was kind of imagining the landscape through this technological filter.
Who is Bear 71?
Well, she is a real bear who was likely born in one of the wilder valleys in Banff Park, but then eventually she got kicked out by her mother and had to find her own territory, and she wandered into the Bow Valley near where the town of Banff and Canmore are, and just, you know, not for research purposes or anything, but just because she was a grizzly bear that was getting a little bit too close to campgrounds and so on, she got tracked and collared, and then was from then on basically watched and monitored. And early on, what the rangers do, and it sounds kind of terrible, but it's really for the safety of the bears themselves as well, is that if they get close to people or to campgrounds, they get shot with rubber bullets, and they get loud noises and sirens and so on blasted at them, so that they have this negative conditioning to humans. So she was subjected to that, and then she actually seemed to be one of these bears that really learned how to avoid humans and still kind of eke out a living in this very busy place. And so the other thing that bears have to contend with in this valley is that it's split in two by a highway and a railway, and fortunately the highways have now been retrofitted with fencing and wildlife crossing structures, so she figured out that and how to get across the highway safely. But they still have to deal with the terrain. And actually, Bear 71 wasn't a bear who historically had ever spent any time on the tracks. She actually wasn't a bear that would. There's another issue actually where grain gets spilled on the rail, and so bears get attracted to the grain, and it's a real problem for them getting hit. But she, for whatever reason, she figured that out too, and she wasn't spending time on the train. But then, interesting thing and why we could kind of tell Bear 71's story so in so much rich detail is that she was essentially monitored every single day of her life. So there were piles and piles of notes on everything she did. And there's this one scene in the story where she swims in Johnson Lake and goes by this rope swing, and you know, that really did happen.
The story is told, as you mentioned before, there's kind of a central narrative, even though the piece itself is interactive, there's a central narrative that runs for 20 minutes, and that's told from the first-person perspective of Bear 71. So how does she tell that story?
Well, it was first of all, I should mention that it was James McKinnon, who's a Vancouver writer, who wrote the story. He basically created the story of her life. And what we decided, which I think was really important, was that essentially she was a dead bear looking back at her life. And so we had every reason to think that she could know absolutely everything. So we decided that she would have this omniscient point of view where she knew everything from the name of the drug that was shot into her when she was first tranquilized and collared to everything about satellite information, and she knew everything about technology. So she became this bear. We put no limits on what she could know. So of course we anthropomorphized her, but put no limits on what she could know. She's intelligent. You know, you're dealing with this intelligent being right off the bat.
Leanne, you've spent a lot of time in the wilderness and with wild animals and working on them in terms of your film. Did you have any reservations about projecting the thoughts of a human voice and really a human perspective onto a protagonist who's a grizzly bear?
Well, it wasn't the first. This whole thing evolved in little steps, and it wasn't like I first of all had the idea that I wanted to tell the story from the perspective of a bear. It wasn't really that at all. It started by me looking at thousands and thousands of these images that I've collected on the trail cam photos, and a lot of those images were of grizzly bears, and I just found them really evocative because, A, there was no human that was framing the image, and so it felt like it was really capturing nature uninterrupted.
I just want to interrupt you a little bit with that.
Sure.
Because I think you and I are both very familiar with what a trail cam is, but maybe not everybody is. So maybe you could just up and talk a little bit about a trail cam.
Right. Well, they're used around here for research purposes, and they're just a small camera that can be strapped to a tree or anything, and it's triggered by motion. And then so they're used for all kinds of reasons. They can be set up by, one project was they set them up by these rubbing trees, and those trees are places where grizzly bears will rub, and it turns out everyone used to think that it was just bears that used them, but the cameras actually revealed that almost every animal in the forest will come and rub up against these trees. And then, you know, they're used at certain trails to see what the activity is. They're used at crossing structures to see what animals are actually using the highway crossing structures so they can monitor how well they're being used. But this was the material that essentially inspired the story. But then what was interesting is when I collaborated with Jeremy Mendez, when he looked at these photos, they reminded him a lot of, like, it was like a bear who just robbed a liquor store. They look like the pictures that are taken of us all the time in urban environments for the purposes of surveillance. So that's kind of where we found that there was this very interesting and kind of frankly refreshing way to look at nature, because I think, you know, it was a nice relief from what we're kind of used to getting, you know, so much now you see these hyper real, hyper close up kind of things. But to get back to your story of taking on Bear 71's point of view, mean, at first I didn't even know we would tell Bear 71's story, but then just trying to figure out what kind of story we could tell with these images, it seemed like we could get at a lot of these themes by looking at this grizzly bear who's trying to eke out a living in the busiest place in the world where grizzly bears still exist. So it was this kind of place of conflict, and she had this kind of amazing life because she did so well for so long, and she was the hope that bears could still exist in this valley. But then, you know, it's kind of a spoiler alert, but, you know, tragically, she doesn't make it. She makes a fatal mistake one spring and gets hit by a train. So it's a tragic story, but there were just, it allowed us to explore so many, you know, interesting dilemmas that she has, and I guess ultimately allowed us to relate to her in kind of human terms, which I think allows people to have more empathy for her.
Leanne, one of the things that I found interesting about the interactive was that, first of all, you had the opportunity to be in it, so I used my laptop camera, and then I was actually a character in it, as well as not just Bear 71, but some bobcats, most of whom were numbered bobcats and wolverines and a whole kind of slew of characters.
And how did that feel for you?
It was pretty interesting. I kept wanting to kind of change the pictures. All the animals looked a lot more kind of animated than I did in my my picture. So I sort of looked like it was kind of a crime mugshot, and they all looked like graceful, beautiful animals in the wilderness.
You know what? That's exactly how I felt when I looked at the images, and it's exactly how I want people to feel once they've experienced the story, is that, you know, when I look at those images, I can practically smell the smells and feel the wind, and I just want to be there. And I just want to fit in, like, the perfect way that all those animals do. And so I would just want to shut down my computer and go outside. And that's exactly what I want people to do. Like, just want to sit under a tree and reconnect with all. It revealed to me, especially right here where I live, and I already have this, you know, interest in wildlife, and yet I was missing so much. It was like this secret world revealed to me through these images. And I think it's even in, it doesn't have to be in a wild, wild place like the Canadian Rockies. I think there are things that we can observe everywhere in nature, right?
Well, thanks very much for talking to me this morning, and congratulations on the film. I guess you'll be in Vancouver in a couple of weeks to showcase it here.
Great. Thanks, Lorraine.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I've been speaking with Leanne Allison, who with Jeremy Mendez created Bear 71. Bear 71 will open the Doxa Festival on May 4th, and there will be several opportunities to see Bear 71 at the festival. You can go to doxafestival.ca. You can also see the interactive on the web at bear71.nfb.ca.